WWE.com today.
One Democratic congressman says the Senate has a big fat gun to our head when it comes to health care reform. Meanwhile, Michelle Obama, the first lady, says no apology needed for the Senate majority leader, and they've all moved on. A new Quinnipiac poll talks about whether or not we'd actually be better off with McCain if he had won in 08. Some surprising news, I think, there. And in a Gallup poll, they talk about new lows on health care and the economy. That would be those who were polled by both of those groups. Interesting stuff. And coming up, we have the science guy, Robert Piccioni, to talk about whether or not can life merely be an accident, the Big Bang Theory and all that sort of stuff. It's interesting, too, because the doomsday clock is supposed to be moved by the world's top scientists. They were supposed to actually move that. What does that mean? We'll talk about it. But obviously, all the eyes of the world are on Haiti, and that's where we begin. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The bodies, sadly, are piling up as a result of that 7.0 earthquake. You see the faces and you see the frantic folks running in the streets, screaming, trying to do whatever they can to find their loved ones. Sad, sad, sad stuff, I have to say. And gut-wrenching. A lot of Americans are reaching out. A lot of Americans actually have family members in Haiti. There were school groups. There was concern about that. There were certainly missionaries who were there. So who survived the quake and who didn't survive the quake, that's some of what's being sorted out right now. In fact, as I speak here on these airwaves. So in the meantime, if you've flipped around the dial at all, you've seen during the day perhaps some of the accounts of what it looks like. Here's Bob Poff from the Salvation Army. He was talking to one of the national anchors about the horror that he's seeing in the streets of Haiti.
Well, what I'm seeing is absolute chaos and pandemonium. At our two compounds, which are located just a couple of miles from the palace and sort of at ground zero, the entire neighborhood has been devastated. I walked through the neighborhood earlier today. I saw bodies. We're treating people at a small triage unit that we have. They're pulling bodies out of the debris, still alive, miraculously, and they're bringing them to us to be for treatment. It is absolute chaos and pandemonium. Yeah, I'm absolutely convinced that. I was driving home in the midst of this terrible disaster, and I don't know how I got out of it alive. But frankly, I watched the buildings hand take down one on top of another. It was absolutely the most horrific thing I've ever seen. And I only have four volunteers who are working at this triage unit at the moment because most people can't get here. The transportation is non-existent, and things are very difficult. Well, what has to happen immediately is we have to get food and water into this community, and not just our community, but certainly our community. There are thousands of people here, and they don't have anything to eat, and they don't have any water to drink. And somehow we have to find a way to bring the military, somebody to get water and food into the community. The Salvation Army is flying a team of experts in right now to help us with on-the-ground logistics once we get the materials and the resources to be able to help. I heard someone say something about tents earlier.
All right, so you can hear his concern in his voice. Said the first cargo planes, by the way, have touched down. They've got some of the food and the water and the medical supplies. Sniffer dogs also to help what is only described as one of the poorest nations on the face of the earth a day and a half after that magnitude 7.0 quake just flattened. You heard him say it was like pancake. Much of the capital of 2 million people. You had buildings big and small and shacks and shanty towns just obviously collapsing inside themselves, and hospitals and schools, even the main prison collapsed. There was concern there because when it collapsed, certainly there were prisoners who were killed, but there were others who left, who got away because in the middle of the quake, guards, everybody else running for their life, certainly. And the Capitol's Roman Catholic Archbishop was actually killed when his office in the main cathedral fell. The head of the UN peacekeeping mission was missing in the ruins of that organization's headquarters. So, as I said, it's about the head count and going through the rubble and trying to figure out who survived and the others who did not make it, because that is such a big number on the Richter scale. When you talk about that, it's not a surprise that some of the numbers are shocking, 500,000, maybe up to 1 million, which I don't think it'll get up to 1 million. But you're talking about hundreds and thousands of people. And it had to be a good sight, at least for those trying to reach out to the people in Port-au-Prince. It had to be, I think, heartwarming to at least see survivors. They say a crowd of about 200, including many kids, were just huddled in this theater parking lot using sheets to rig some kind of a tent and shield themselves. Because what people forget, think Haiti and the weather. Now, on top of all of this, you're talking about 90-degree plus heat. So they have a triage center that's kind of improvised as well in a hotel parking lot. People that have broken bones and crushed ribs and all that sort of stuff underneath these kind of tent-like covers that they frankly had to make in some cases from bloody sheets. So this is a horrible scene being played out there. But in the wake of this catastrophe, to see the humanitarian efforts, I think, is it is a good thing. It's heartwarming. This is when I believe people really rise up to the occasion, when they reach out to people they have no clue, have no connection to whatsoever. So right now, no official number as to the death toll, since it's impossible at this point to have any clue when you've got so many bodies and people under rubble and the streets are just torn up and you don't know what's beneath some of these buildings. You know, the great group Doctors Without Borders treated lots of people at these makeshift hospitals, and even the couple of hospitals that withstood the quake, and then those tent clinics and whatnot, and they're working round the clock to try to help as many people as possible and get them back on their feet and moving along and getting them food and water and all that sort of stuff. And then the concern, when frankly, when you have an earthquake like that, of course, is what to do about keeping the peace. So the UN's 9,000, I think it's like 9,000 peacekeeping force folks sent patrols all over the streets. They secured the airport, number one, of course, the port, that's always a concern, and the main buildings that survived. But like I mentioned before, the good news is the aircraft carrier Carl Vinson, the USS Carl Vinson, is supposed to arrive sometime on Thursday. There are Navy ships on the way, but the first C-130 plane carrying part of that military assessment team did hit the ground on Haiti, which is great news. And, of course, supplies got to where they needed to go, to many of the people who are in desperate, desperate need of all kinds of things. All right, coming up, something completely different. We're going to talk a little science here. Doesn't that sound like fun? I was always, you know this, I talk about science a lot, actually, on the show. Global warming, the Big Bang Theory, climate change, what's it all about? You know how I feel. We're going to go to the science guy, Robert Piccioni, next on ATN.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
We get to talk a little science here on America Tonight. You know, the Big Bang Theory and all that. How fun. Dr. Robert Piccioni is in our green room right now. And I don't know if he's ever been on Conan O'Brien's show, but we have the souped-up deluxe mama of all green rooms. So I'm sure they're treating him right, probably getting a latte and getting ready to put that down. Just a little quick background on Dr. Piccioni. He's the author of Can Life Merely Be an Accident? And he's got great credentials. A graduate of Caltech, his Ph.D., was in something I would have no idea about, high-energy physics from Stanford. And, of course, he was also on the research faculty of Harvard University. He also does his own internet radio show. It's called Guide to the Cosmos. And we have a good deal for you coming up around the bend that I'm going to explain here in just a few minutes. Hey, Dr. Piccioni, thanks for coming on ATN. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Kate. How are you tonight?
I'm great. I'm feeling very lucky after just describing and talking to some people, sadly, earlier in the day, as you know, as to what happened in Haiti. Boy, that's some sad stuff, Doc, I got to tell you.
That's terrible. Yeah, you're right. We're very lucky.
No kidding. Yeah. There was something I read today that I have to get a comment on from you. And, of course, I was reading one of the British papers, and they talk about the famous doomsday clock and moving the hand of the clock for the first time in 2 years. And what the whole deal is of the doomsday clock is, in New York, it shows how close humanity is to catastrophic destruction. And I wonder your thoughts, because, you know, scientists... It was created actually by, and I didn't know this, but it was created by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists in 1947, 2 years after the U.S. dropped the first atomic bombs on Japan in World War II. And I guess it was originally set at 7 minutes to midnight. What's the scoop on this doomsday clock?
Well, you know, there are a lot of people who are skeptical about the future of humanity, but I'm not one of them. I'm very optimistic about the future. I think we can have a future that's even better than it has been before.
So glad to hear you say
science
that.
Science can help us do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's some people see a problem and they want to give up, and, you know, I think there's no reason for that at all. We've faced much more severe situations in the past history of humanity, and we are the survivors. The human race has conquered all obstacles to become the dominant species on the planet, and we didn't do that by being a bunch of idiots. So I don't see any reason to move the doomsday clock forward. I think that, you know, some people get a thrill out of that, but I don't know why.
Very well said. I agree with you, Doctor. I knew you were going to give me an answer like that. So let's talk about it. And it sounds like you're optimistic like I am. And that's what your book is talking about, and using science as well. And the question becomes, is life merely an accident? That is the time-old question. And to that, what do you say?
Well, you know, science for at least 50 years has been saying that life originated because the right molecules banged into each other the right way, and voila, there was DNA. And everybody believed that, including me, and I've said that to people numerous times. And after I wrote my first book, which was an explanation of everything in the universe, atoms, Einstein, and the universe, I started to realize that there were an awful lot of these special things that had to exist in the universe for life to come to be. And I actually sat down and did some math, and I figured out what was the probability of all those things working out. And the numbers just surprised me completely. I was shocked. And the result is that it is so incredibly improbable that life could have come to be the way science has always said, that it's basically impossible. It's really beyond the realm of possibility that life could have originated by any known chemistry or physical process just by accident.
Yeah. Wow. And this is the big tug of war that's being discussed, the Big Bang theory, as you say, versus God creating and then on the seventh day resting and all that sort of stuff. And it's interesting when you're a scientist in grappling with all of that, right, personally.
Well, actually, I'm a great believer in the Big Bang, and I think the story of science for the creation of the universe sounds an awful lot like the story of Genesis,
mm-hmm.
the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the numbers are different, yes, but we can find a lot of common ground between the two. I mean, the story of the Big Bang, according to science, boils down to this. In the very beginning, there was nothing. Then at one instant, everything came into existence. There was this great flash of light. Later, there were stars and planets and life. And I think that's pretty much the same story in Genesis as it is in science.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an awful lot to be similar.
Yeah. And I think by saying that, it's great to hear a scientist say this, but you're saying that science and religion can go hand in hand, can coexist, and can be compatible, I guess, right?
Yeah, I believe that. I mean, a lot of scientists, and I'm very unhappy to hear this, but a lot of scientists are very negative on religion, and mm-hmm. there are some religious people that are very negative on science. They think it's an attack on their faith and all this. But I think that there's room for us to find common ground between science and religion. There are questions that science is really good at answering. Most of those questions are things that have a number as the answer. You know, what's the distance to the sun? What's the age of the earth? Da-da-da-da. There's a number. But there are lots of other questions that are very important to people, like what's the purpose of human life? You know, where did we come from? What are the moral principles that we should abide by to be a good person?
Mm-hmm.
And science can't compute any of that, and it can't measure any of that, and it can't really make a contribution to deciding what the truth of those questions is.
Yeah.
So everyone has to find those truths in some other way, and I think it's wrong of scientists to condemn people who find those truths in faith.
Mm-hmm. Bravo, well said. DNA, it's on the cover of Time magazine this week, people trying to understand DNA and the importance of DNA and really, I guess, how complex it is. And you talk about the complexity of DNA. Why is it so difficult to wrap our brains around this? Why is it so complex?
DNA is the most complicated thing in the entire universe. Nothing else is even close. In every cell in our body, and we have 10 trillion cells in a typical human body, you have a complete set of human DNA. And there are 100 billion atoms in each set of DNA. 100 billion atoms. Mm. That's as many stars as there are in a galaxy.
Mm.
But the difference is, if you take a galaxy with 100 billion stars and you switch 10% of them around, you know, you move this star there and that star here, it would make no difference. I mean, the galaxy would keep spinning, you know, everything would be like normal. But you start moving atoms inside DNA and pretty soon, you know, the life would be dead.
Yeah.
So those atoms really have to be in the right place. I mean, it's the most intricate, sophisticated structure that we've ever discovered in anything in the universe.
Mm.
And to put all that together, I mean, our DNA is a four-letter alphabet, and it's 3.2 billion letters long. That's what specifies who we are and how to build us.
Yeah.
Because after all, we're self-assembling, right?
Yeah, boy, then no kidding. We only have a couple of minutes left. This is fascinating stuff. Absolutely. Doc, I'm just curious. I read off your credentials in the beginning, the various schools and the faculty, being on the Harvard faculty and whatnot. But what was it originally as a kid, I'm assuming, that drove you into the field of science?
Well, I was born in a science family. My father was a famous high-energy physicist, and I grew up talking about antimatter and, you know, I thought everybody's dad was a physicist. And then I went to elementary school, and I discovered some dads were actually policemen and lawyers, and the kids had to tell me what a shortstop was. So I've had this in my blood my entire life, and I don't know anything else.
Yeah, I love that. That's a good story. Doc, will you come on with us again sometime in the future?
Sure will.
And we'll tell everybody they can get a copy of Can Life Be Merely an Accident? You can go to 877-COSMOS-2, or guidetothecosmos.com. And here's the cool part. You get a special 25% discount for saying that you listen, or, you know, you've heard of the doctor on America Tonight. You just have to mention my name, Kate Delaney, or America Tonight. Just great stuff. We'll talk to you in the future, as it were, Dr. Piccioni. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kate, for having me on.
You're welcome. Great stuff. The atoms. 100 billion atoms. 10 trillion cells. Think about that. Ooh, I'm feeling those cells right now. On the flip side, odds and ends.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
It's the rescuers, some of them on their way, and those that are right now frantically searching through that rubble to save any survivors that they could possibly find, who by now would certainly be gasping for air. And it's ugly stuff, I'm telling you. The Red Cross just is beyond what they can do. Anybody that's helping certainly feels that way. It's one of those... I hate to say it's one of those Red Bull moments where you just have to stay alert for however many days, whatever it takes, whether it's something that props you up like a Red Bull or lots of caffeine or whatever. But, it's round the clock for those Doctors Without Borders. No question about that. And they're just pulling these bodies in Haiti from the UN headquarters, etc. Good news though, the 7 Florida college students who went to Haiti to have a little mission trip were found safe. There are others, however, missing. And, you know, it's all about that mobilization at this point. And as I mentioned, what can you do other than try to rescue whoever you might be able to get to? If you've ever seen, and this is a kind of a cheesy explanation, but if you've ever seen the movie Earthquake, where you think, oh, that's so Hollywood, and you see the buildings just waffling collapse, I mean, that's exactly what happens when an earthquake hits. That's why they always talk in California about, I mean, they joke about it, but they talk about, oh, the big one in being earthquake prepared because where are the fault lines, the San Andreas fault lines and whatnot. But it's serious business when you start to get high up there on the Richter scale, and certainly at a 7, you knew, unless it was in the most remote area, it was going to be catastrophic. It's one of those things that you cannot do anything about. It's purely where you are, what kind of building you're in. It's one of those timing things, certainly, no doubt. Any information we get on that, we will absolutely pass on to you. Well, it's not a surprise now that more information, when I say odds and ends, are trickling out about Abdullah Muttalib, the would-be bomber headed into Detroit by way of Amsterdam and Nigeria, of course, on Christmas Day. You know, you had those frigid Detroit temperatures. He had no coat. We've talked about that. And he had no luggage. Hello, red flag. Where's your luggage? Where's your coat? Oh, you have a one-way ticket. Oh, you're paying cash. This looks a little odd. But, you know, they didn't pick up on any of these signs. You would think when you talk about counterterrorism, this is a layup deal. Almost, I would venture to say, if all of us had our wits about us, or at least a handful of us, some of you listening to America Tonight, I'm going to throw myself into there, I think that would go off on my radar. So, you know, we still have these scenarios in Washington where we're going back to get a look as to what happened. In fact, Congress actually got its first, we'll call it briefing or a look behind the scenes at that botched airline bombing. And the security failures were even worse than were outlined last week. This is the thing, and the reason I bring it up on odds and ends, that's troubling. Okay, this is weeks ago now, right? It's still very murky as to what is going to be done to fix those failures. The Band-Aids are done. I mean, it's time to sew this puppy up, and there is no 100%. But certainly, when you have that kind of information, plus the father talking to the embassy, we have a huge problem. And they have to, they being counterintelligence folks, or counterterrorism, really not intelligence, I guess that kind of goes hand in hand with it, but they have to come up with a way to improve the intelligence system that didn't recognize the warning signs. Because this kid was wet behind the ears. This was tailor-made for being able to nab him, and it didn't happen. You know, the no luggage thing, like I said, that right there should have definitely warned somebody. Even the business guy who goes away for 2 days, I've never, ever sat on a plane next to, and I've traveled a bunch. I think I said this on the air the other day. I looked at my travel miles since 2003, and I have 291,000. And in the various places I've been, I have never sat next to, been in a lounge with, got in line behind or in front of and looked around, never, where somebody didn't have something. Whether it was a bag, carry-on that you knew had clothes in it, for sure, a duffel bag, whatever, they checked stuff in. And certainly in flying into cold weather, which I've done from warm weather places, always something, even guys. And there's no macho, I'm just going to freeze it out because I'm from Miami and now I'm knee-deep into cold temperatures in the Midwest or something. I've never, ever seen that. So this is a big problem. And the other thing, of course, is that apparently, and I didn't realize this, but by mid-October, the National Security Agency wiretap actually picked up a conversation out of Yemen that referred to a Nigerian being trained for a special mission. That's nice. So it's more than tightening the procedures. It's figuring out a way to actually have procedures that people follow. And then you go from that October conversation to November, where Abdullah Muttalib's father in Nigeria reports to the embassy that his son had, this is what he said, his son had gone to Yemen and had fallen under the influence of radicals there, and he was incredibly obsessed with being worried about his kid. He was worried that something was going to happen. That's a gigantic failure. And just not to pound this story into the ground, but, you know, you had you had Congress folks whose jaws were wide open listening to all this, but should it be a surprise? We already heard some of this, that he didn't have the U.S. visa. That's got to be a concern. So something there, something should have been able to nail him at one point with all of the signs, right? I mean, how are we going to stop terrorists from getting on planes and subways and all that other sort of stuff if we can't even stop a guy whose father is begging them, begging the embassy to look at the kit? Yeah, it's time to get real about this. Would it be a different conversation, as I've said before, if the 300 people were killed on that plane and if he had succeeded in what he was going to do? Because the idea was he was injecting chemicals into a package of explosives concealed in his underwear. And, of course, he's pled not guilty to the 6-count indictment. Have fun with that one. And they've got to do something to secure some of the flights coming in the country. And we know now that they're doing more with 14 different countries. We've said that before. And they also maybe, you've got a congressperson who is suggesting that maybe what you have to do is ask the airlines to give passenger lists to U.S. Customs and Border Protection a day in advance so that you have more behavior detection people at airports to potentially spot, because this is what they're trained to do, to spot potential terrorists. And if you could expand that, that would be one certainly net that you could cast. That I don't see why that's not possible. Of course, lists can change. But there's going to be a lot of hearings, I think, on this, and at least another two in the next week. And then they're scheduling, on the House Intelligence Committee will schedule another one. So the conversation over what happened and what needs to be done ASAP is, my friends, far, far, far from over, to say the least. All right, continuing down that road quickly of odds and ends, the a story that we talked about a little bit on a previous show, sadly we talked about this, is that the lawyers are saying there was no crime at that fatal U.S. sweat lodge. Remember that from Flagstaff, Arizona? We even talked to somebody on the air about it. And you had three people who were killed during the ceremony. You know, the whole magic of motivation and whatnot. You had a self-help guru who was well-known, James Arthur Ray. And he had all these people paid whatever they paid, I think $2,000. And three people dying. And they're just saying now, they're clearing it, saying, well, it was a tragic accident, not the result of criminal negligence. I can't imagine that the families are too happy with that. But again, the finding was that he didn't force anyone to participate. They paid their money willingly. He didn't prevent anyone from leaving. It's true. And they didn't brainwash any of the participants before the sweat lodge event. So, I mean, you know, these spiritual warrior events can be pretty expensive. And they have free seminars, or he does, has free seminars around the country to recruit people. You know, people that I think would be open or weakened, depending on your point of view, to one of these things. And sometimes they're up to $9,000. Can you imagine going to the sweat lodge that's supposed to symbolize being in a mother's womb? But guess what? Then you never come out. Wow. So they are still talking about maybe charges in, with lawsuits. They're talking about other things that have been filed after the death that accuse him of negligence and fraud. So we'll see if anything happens with Ray in this homicide investigation. Hang with us.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
About the fact that they, in Congress, were starting to hear more details than were even released about how the dots were never connected in the Abdullah Mutallab deal, right? Going from Nigeria to ultimately ending up in Detroit by way of Amsterdam. So check this out. Everybody is talking about body scanners. They're evil. It's okay. I don't care. Your civil liberties are being ripped away from you. There's all different types of conversation, chatter, water cooler buzz, if you will, happening with the body scanners. So privacy advocates don't like the idea of the full body scanners for generating these graphic images. And frankly, you know, I don't like it. I mean, come on. I'm looking at some of these pictures, and my real problem with it is also knowing who's getting rich off of this. I don't like the feeling of being set up by Michael Chertoff. Yeah, this is easy. I'm going to go on all the news programs and push for this. But, of course, I'm making big-time bucks as a result, and I definitely knew I was getting into this gig for a good reason. But I thought it'd be interesting to tell you something I learned today, that the American Association for Nude Recreation, did you know there was such a thing? It's a very big group, apparently. It represents nudists in the U.S. and in O Canada, and they are endorsing this pretty controversial new security technology. Yeah. They're saying that take it off is airport screening, and taking it off is good for America. They've been posting that all over the place, that put this in perspective. Well, of course, they're nudists. They could care less. The body scanners that are at the airports will be able to spot weapons, of course, and explosives by looking at the full body x-ray of the passengers. But here's the other question that is the obvious one, and lost in all of this, I guess, not being discussed. Okay, so now let's say, despite the protests, the full body scanners are in place everywhere from LaGuardia to O'Hare and Midway and San Francisco International and Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Albuquerque, New Mexico, everywhere. The big, the medium, the small, pretty much airports have this technology. Do you think the terrorists are then going to strap the bomb to their genitals and or have underwear scenarios again and go through the full body screeners? Of course, the answer is no. Unless they completely have zero experience and zero training from Al-Qaeda, we have open access with what's being reported, so it's not a secret. It wouldn't be a secret that somebody would show up at the airport if this was pretty much the status quo, right? And somebody said something interesting to me. They said, of course, this doesn't wash with me. One plane down is too many, but somebody said to me, you know what? Do you know how many Americans die on average in cars that are killed by terrorists, even if we wanted to look at that in a year? In car accidents, 115,000 plus. And then Americans killed by terrorism is less than 20. But that doesn't work, because that's a useless argument in the body scanning thing. I think the better argument is, if you do get the money, put us more in debt, get the money, put all of these scanners in, infuriate a big chunk of the population, how many terrorists, I mean, this is a fair question, how many terrorists are you going to foil? Are you going to stop? Right? And I'd have to say, I don't think they'll go through the body scanners, right? So people will be paranoid and hysterical and offended, and then, of course, the damage done to the Bill of Rights. And as a result, how many people will be stopped? Red-handed, right there, we gotcha. You're going to jail. We got you red-handed. In the case of Abdullah Muttalib, they only got him because he failed at what he was trying to do. And there was body scanners in Amsterdam, but it wasn't mass requirement that everybody has to go through the body scanner. So, of course, he didn't have to go through the body scanner and was able to circumvent it. But you have to be real here. If I'm sitting on a counterterrorism board, or I'm sitting on a counterterrorism committee, I guess is a better way to put it, and we start to hash out the discussions and the scenarios and we trot everybody in, I understand about prevention, but do you think that you're really going to get somebody that's going to chance that? And the answer is no. They're going to come up with some other way, probably trying to assimilate and get into an airport role, because that would be pretty easy, too. Somebody assimilates, whether they get into baggage or whatever access they get. But, they could get access. It would not be shocking to me, and we've seen that. That would probably be a much more likely scenario than having to risk it if everywhere you went you had the scanners. Plus, there'd be a way around that. You could take, not every airport, not every small regional airport, you could fly out from a small airport, then you're already in the airport and you could just go on to a bigger flight, Columbus, Ohio, wherever, where they wouldn't have the body scanners. All right, here's one for the books. Bipartisanship, whatever happened to it? That's like a word you never hear. But apparently, on the Hill, it's actually been muttered once or twice recently. The House Dems and the Republicans came together early on Tuesday, drinking some coffee, having a conversation, actually smiling. They're joining forces against a big-time enemy. It's the executive branch and the pocket veto. On December 16th, Congress, remember, passed a war spending bill to fund the Department of Defense. And just as the money was about to run out for the agencies when that happened, so the president would have time to read the full bill before signing it, Congress also passed a continuing resolution. He decided not to take the time and quickly sign the Department of Defense bill. So he made the other thing, they call it a CR, pretty much useless, rendered it useless or redundant, whatever. So instead of vetoing it, he sent it back to Congress on December 30th without a signature, asserting his, what they call, pocket veto powers. And apparently, Congress hates those pocket vetoes, and they think that it's an affront to constitutional authority. So before adjourning, I didn't even realize this, the House specifically designated a clerk to be available to receive messages from the White House. Since someone was home, the House insists there can be no pocket veto. So Obama sent the bill back to the House, and the bill the House now argues can't be in his pocket because the chamber has it right there. How about that? Things you never heard about, okay? So there was that slight agreement for at least a few hours of time between the Democrats and the Republicans. Just as an aside here, I happened to read this somewhere. It might have been Huffington Post or CNN or one of them. But according to the Congressional Research Service, check this out, 37 of 44 presidents have used the veto a total of 2,563 times. Okay. But of those, less than half were what they call pocket vetoes. And the first president to actually do that was James Madison. Huh. But President Bush won his first full term without a veto. We know that. No vetoes from Bush the first time around. Wish he would veto that healthcare legislation, but we're not even there yet because there's still a cloud hanging over the agreement. And a few of the Democrats in the House feel like they have a big bad gun, as I mentioned at the top, pointed to their head, forcing them to vote in a certain direction, and they don't like it. So this game, I think, is going to continue into the next couple of months. We're at the top of it. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
I'm 10 steps ahead of you. I'm a lot older than you are. You may be as smart as I am when you get to be my age, but you're not there now. So when I ask you a question, you'll give me an answer.